Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
AJ, good morning. Thanks for getting up with us.
Good morning. Yeah, happy to do it. We have a good day of baseball ahead.
Always good when you got Tarek Skubal on the bump. Is it starting to feel like playoff baseball?
You got that right. I mean, it is. Man, I tell you, these games, especially against Cleveland, you know, I it is similar to last season at the end in September, October, and obviously trying to do our best to get things rolling in our direction, but you play good teams. Yankee Stadium last week, it felt the same. Obviously, it's fun. It's a fun time of year to play, despite some of the roller coaster rides.
Parker Meadows has been back. What have you seen from him in his return?
Yeah, I've seen some good things. I mean, obviously, we're a different team when he's at the top. You know, whether it's leading off or playing good defense, and just a lot of stability with him in the middle of the field. So I think he's still kind of rounding into form and getting himself, you know, ready to play. And we're pushing him, obviously, with where we are on the calendar and on the schedule. There's not many off days these days, and so I think he's responding well, and he looks fully healthy with the way he's running.
You alluded to the roller coaster, 5-9 in September. Yeah. Why haven't you guys been able to find your footing late in the season?
Well, I mean, that we could do a whole show on that. So, I mean, I think there's a couple of different things that have come up, and when we've had opportunities to kind of settle things down, it hasn't really gone our way. So September can be a tough stretch, and we've run into some good pitching. We've swung and missed a little bit too much. We've had a couple of blow up games on the mound, and you put all that together in September, and you run into some teams playing better than you. Then the record shows it. So we have every opportunity in front of us to change that course. It starts today with Tarek on the mound against Cleveland, but no doubt September's been sort of an emotional roller coaster.
With 10 games left, what is it that you want to see from your team outside of securing the division and hopefully getting one of the top two
right,
seeds?
Winning.
Yeah, and winning. Like, but what do you need to see from your team before you get to the postseason? How do you want them to approach these final 10 games?
Yeah. Well, you took my answer away when you just started that question. I'm like, just wins. At the end of the day, like, the win total exercise is the most important. And obviously, we've got to put it together and play a little bit more consistent baseball. But the other side's trying to combat that. I mean, when Gavin Williams gets the two strikes, he's going to try to expand the zone. When you do, we punch out like we did last night. On the flip side, we dropped double-digit runs on the Yankees back-to-back games on the road in a crazy environment. So we've seen our team, be at its best. We've also seen our team, get it handed to itself a little bit. And, so I'd like to see us just sort of take a collective breath. And the thing that's going to produce that are, like, Tarek Skubal have a good game today and not like last week where we walk off a mound together with a trainer. Like, that felt terrible in your stomach. Every loss is magnified right now. So I'd like to see us take a collective exhale by winning a game.
How are you feeling about him health-wise and obviously knowing that he's going today pitching for you guys?
Yeah, I feel great. I came up yesterday, or I'm sorry, on Monday on the off day, and Tarek threw a pretty extensive bullpen. And I even asked Fed, I was like, man, he's letting it eat, he's letting it go. And he was testing himself a little bit to make sure that he had the confidence to go out there and let it go. And so going into this start, he's done everything that we expected him to do as a normal prep for a start. So, I have a lot of confidence in him in general, but watching him throw a full speed bullpen, letting it go and having the same reaction to the strike throwing, but also if he misfired, like things like that on the off day, you know, made me feel better for him getting the ball today.
Last year, you guys were obviously making a historic run and chasing things. And we asked you about the how do you talk to the guys about it and the psychological side of things. This year, you guys are the ones that are being chased. I'll ask you the same thing. Without applying too much pressure, there certainly is a sense of urgency. How do you talk to the players, your guys, about what's at stake without putting too much pressure? But apply the appropriate amount of pressure.
Yeah, I think you just focus on what you can control, which is the prep for the series. You know, when you come into Cleveland and playing against their defense, as an example, we spent a lot of time on trying to maximize our opportunities because we know their defense is going to take an out or two away from us. We've seen that in the first two games. Stephen Kwan himself has been a real issue in left field. And so, you know, if you focus on the game and the task and the things that you can control. I mean, like, you ever been around someone and they're like, hey, just relax. Like, does that make you more tense or less tense? You know, like that, it's hard to convince people to act a certain way or be a certain way. So you just got to prepare and go out and compete. You know, it's like when I got asked last night with us swinging outside the zone, you know, like, oh, are they trying too much? I'm like, I don't know. It's 100 with an 87 mile an hour hard breaking ball in and out of the zone. Like, I think the competition beat us a little bit last night. It's not that everybody's grabbing the bat tightly or everybody's, you know, trying to do a little bit too much. So we've got to prepare like every series, and we have for 150 plus games. You know, these last 10 are magnified because of where we're at in the season and where we're at in the schedule. We have the lead that we've built up, and it's going to take more wins than what we have today to win the AL Central, and we know it.
Talking to Tiger manager AJ Hinch this morning, Riley Green said he doesn't think anyone feels any kind of pressure. Like, maybe this is just semantics on word choice, but isn't there something healthy though about understanding the stakes of these games down the stretch here?
Well, words matter. I think that's something that's super important, and I think that's why we're all intentional with the things that we say, and we do understand the urgency that comes with it. I just want the fans, I guess, to know, like, we operate in pressure 24/7 in sports, especially at this level. So, like, when you ask an athlete, like, do you feel pressure? And these guys, yeah, I'm facing a 100 mile an hour fastball with some good stuff with a runner on second and third. Like, it's pressure on April 4th. Now, is there more urgency in September? Yeah, so maybe that's the word we should use with 10 games left, that it's urgency, not pressure, because we operate, like, Terrence Gubel's going to feel pressure in game one next season. So it's not just because of where we're at or what's happened this week or who's winning, who's not winning. And that's why players, coaches, managers, we have a hard time understanding this daunting word of pressure. It's like, we're in the big leagues, man. There's pressure every day, and we try to compartmentalize it and deal with it and handle it. Now, the urgency is what is probably a better word to talk about.
Gleyber Torres has had a tough September. He's a guy that, I mean, obviously coming from New York, he knows about pressure, and he also understands the importance, that urgency that you're talking about. Is there anything that you do for a player like him that's different than some of the younger guys about getting out of this slump and having a better 10 games to finish the season?
Well, I think you obviously continue to communicate with these guys and encourage them and get them a good plan to go out against the pitcher that they're facing. So we're going to spend a lot of time on Tanner Bivey this morning. He's a good pitcher. That he's one of the guys that we faced a ton. So I think in some ways it's important not to be too comfortable because you know what he has and what he's done to you in the past. And so the constant, consistent approach is the most important thing. So it's like if I all of a sudden, you know, start bringing Gleyber into my office and breaking things down for him, like, that's abnormal for him. Like, you trust him, you build your process, you encourage him. I'm going to sit down and have breakfast with all these dudes today and just continue to try to be upbeat with these guys, knowing that we're playing some of the most important baseball imaginable, you know, trying to win this AL Central. So I'm a big believer in consistency more than sort of these outlandish ideals that you all of a sudden have to reinvent the wheel. Mm-hmm. I've said consistently, you got to play your schedule, and we've got to, you know, play a little better and squeak out some of these wins to be able to celebrate the AL Central.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
AJ, a couple weeks ago, we were pushing you on the number two starter. Since then, Casey Mize looks like three pretty good starts. Flaherty, couple starts in a row. Are you starting to see, and what are you seeing from those two?
Yeah, good. I mean, I'm seeing some extended outings, which is good, and I'm seeing them win some big moments. You know, I think last night, Jack didn't go particularly deep in the game, but he made some of the biggest pitches, bases loaded, Manzardo's up. You know, am I going to go to the lefty? Am I going to leave him in? And he's able to miss some bats in a big spot to keep the game where it was and give us a chance to win. And so I think Casey and he have both, you know, got themselves in a position where they're executing better. And the better they execute, the more outs they get. The faster they get those outs, the more they get to stay in the game. So I think we've actually pitched two nights ago, Casey's game. I think we punched out 14 or 15 of their guys. We hit more homers than them. We might have even had more hits and lost by a few. So baseball can be weird, but when you have stable starting pitching, you know, I think it changes everything.
You've been asked a lot about the fan emotion and the swings that we go through as fans. But, I mean, these are still guys that are playing a game. And you're 10 games away from the postseason. You've done all the hard work. Is there a sense of excitement amongst the players about the position that they're in?
Oh, for sure. I mean, for sure. I mean, we've, you know, it's funny. We've earned the situation that we're in, both good and stressful, you know, and I think that's important for us to continue to enjoy that. I mean, these guys they're playing hard. They're prepping. We know what's at stake. We know that every win feels like barely a step forward and every loss feels like a giant step back. I mean, that's sports, and especially this time of year when you're in it. And I look around the league, and I know that there are teams that would trade places with us right now, and all the stress that we have and all the curiosity and what's going on and what's going to happen. But today is a big day for us, obviously, because it's the day that's in front of us. And our players are excited to get to the ballpark. The vibe is good. The energy is through the roof. We need the production to match it.
What would it mean to you to clinch the American League Central, something the team hasn't done since 2013?
Yeah, it's meaningful. I mean, as fast as possible, if you could make my life a hell of a lot easier if we can do it quickly. You know, I think it's the number one goal. We stated it as what we wanted to do. We want the AL Central to go through Detroit. We've got to earn it. We've earned a good spot right now, but they haven't crowned us a chance yet because we haven't won enough games yet. So it's a meaningful step in what we hope to be a, you know, a very memorable postseason.
I don't want to shortchange. I think it's actually 2014. But either way, it's been more than a decade. Yeah. I think fans are itching to see it happen. One last question. Finnegan, any update? Because I think it goes without saying you guys have missed him. What's the plan to get him back?
For sure. Yeah, he's going to pitch tonight in Toledo or in Iowa for Toledo and get an outing and travel back tomorrow. And we hope to have him over the weekend if all goes well. He's pitched off the mound a couple times. You know, he wanted badly to come off the IL without going on a rehab stint, but for us to see him in the competition and just make sure that extra bit of adrenaline gives us the positive feedback on the groin. If all that checks out, we should hopefully have him this weekend.
All right, AJ, appreciate your time. No pressure, yep. Plenty of urgency.
You got it. See ya.
Thanks.
See
Tiger
you.
Manager AJ Hinch, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.